Blessed Sabbath to everyone. We're going to begin our Children's Sabbath School lesson number 46 on this day of October 19, 2013. Welcome to all our dear brothers and sisters, those that are listening on the phone, and those that will be listening to the recording in a later date in the future. We are in Chapter 3, The Fullness of Time, Part 3. We will begin our study with our opening song. It's taken from Hymnal 394. The name is Far From All Care.
Praise the Lord, amen. Far from all care, we hail the Sabbath morning. All waving fields and from the distant sea swell notes of praise in harmony resounding as all creation turns our hearts to thee. Though man alone, Lord of thy great creation, fails now to love thee for thy love and power, yet still a remnant love thee and remember thy holy law and its sweet Sabbath hour. Lord of the Sabbath, Savior and Creator, calm now the throbbings of his troubled breast. Speak to our hearts a piece of thy commandments. Breathe on his soul fair Eden's hallowed rest. Strong in thy might, and quiet in thy meekness, live with thine image there from dear today. Then may we enter pearly gates eternal, and sing redemption song each Sabbath day.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Now we come to the opening of our Children's Sabbath School lesson with prayer. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the mic to open prayer, buckle up.
Alpha, I thank you for this day to have this blessed day. I thank you for this day to wake us up this morning and have another blessed day. Let us be able to understand that the mind to us be grateful or whether we have something that we like or not what we expected. Let us be able to understand that the mind to be known on what to do is the right thing. Let us be able to be known that it is true that we are not alone, that you are always with us, and that way you can be able to protect us. Us, wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Please let us be able to be careful of what we say or what we do. Forgive me for sins that iniquity might cause us to. Forgive anyone if they ever done sins, either in their past or present, and let them be able to always be guided to the right way into serving you. This is my prayer in this past one. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The scripture that we'll begin our study is taken from John chapter 3, verse 17 from the King James Version. And it reads, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." This week, boys and girls, we will end our study with part 3 of our lesson in the fullness of time. Any one of the bear family would like to take the following scriptures, bubble up.
So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. John 3:16.
John 3:18.
He that believeth
on him
is not condemned.
But he that believeth not is condemned.
Already.
Because he has not believed.
In the name of the only
begotten Son of God.
Amen. John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
Isaiah 3:15. Look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength? The sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me, are they restrained?
Psalms 52:5. God shall likewise destroy, therefore every he shall take there away and pluck there be out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living flesh.
Selah. Psalms 112:4. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, the pictures say. In the caption it says, I have been crucified with Christ on the cross, and that life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to all of the family that are coming in. We will continue our study. We will be going through the pages from page 36 to 37 in our chapter of Desire of Ages. If any one of their family would like to check the next paragraph, so good luck.
Desire of Ages, page 36. The deception of sin had reached its height. All the agencies for depraving the souls of men had been put in operation. The Son of God, looking upon the world, beheld suffering and misery. With pity, he saw how men had become victims of the satanic cruelty. He looked with compassion upon those who were being corrupted, murdered, and lost.
Desire of Ages, page 36. They had chosen a ruler who chained them to his chair as captives. Bewildered and deceived, they were moving on in gloomy procession toward eternal ruin, to death in which is no hope of life, toward night to which comes no morning. Satanic agencies were incorporated with men. The bodies of human beings made for the dwelling place of God had become the habitation of demons.
Desire of Ages, page 36. The senses, the nerves, the passions, the organs of man were worked by supernatural agencies and the indulgence of the vilest lust. The very stamp of demons was impressed upon the countenances of man. Human faces reflected the expressions of the legions of evil with which they were possessed. Such was the prospect upon which the worldly redeemer looked. What a spectacle for infinite purity to behold. Desire of Ages, 36:3.
Praise the Lord. Boys and girls, what did the Son of God behold when looking upon the world? And what became of the bodies of human beings made for the dwelling place of God that had become corrupt through the indulgence of lust? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
The answer is suffering and misery, and they became the habitation of demons through their senses, the nerves, the passions, the organs of men were worked by supernatural agencies and the indulgence of the vilest lust.
Amen. Let's learn a beautiful memory verse song together, dear one.
the world, that you did his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved, might be saved. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
Praise the Lord. We will continue in our reading, taken from Desire Ages, page 37. Anyone of their family would like to take the next paragraph or below.
Desire of Ages, page 37. Sin had become a science, and vice was consecrated as a part of religion. Rebellion had struck its roots deep into the heart, and the hostility of man was most violent against heaven. It was demonstrated before the universe that, apart from God, humanity could not be uplifted. A new element of life and power must be imparted by Him who made the world. Amen.
Amen, dear one. Boys and girls, we have another question. What had become a sign and consecrated as a part of religion? And what has struck roots deep into the heart, requiring the impartation of a new element to uplift humanity? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little one.
The answer is sin and vice. A rebellion brought the hostility of man most violent against heaven. A new element of life and power must be imparted by him who made the world.
We will continue our reading in page 37. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up, everyone.
Desire Ages, page 37. With intense interest and falling word had watched to see Jehovah arise and swept away the inhabitant of the earth. And if God should do this, Satan was ready to carry out his plan for security, securing to himself the alliance of heaven being. He had declared that the principle of God's government meant forgiveness impossible. Had the world been destroyed, he would have claimed that his accusation was proved true.
Desire Vegas, page 37. He was ready to cast as blame upon God and to spread his rebellion to the world above. But instead of destroying the world, God sent his Son to save it. Though corruption and defiance might be seen in every part of the alien province, a way for its recovery was provided. At the very crisis when Satan seemed about to triumph, the Son of God came with the message of divine grace.
Desire of Ages, page 37. Through every age, through every hour, the love of God has been exercised towards the fallen race. Notwithstanding the perversity of man, the signals of mercy had been continually exhibited. And when the fullness of the time had come, the deity was glorified by pouring upon the world a flood of human grace that was never to be obstructed or withdrawn, so the plan of salvation should be fulfilled.
Amen. Amen. Great job, little one. Boys and girls, what did Satan declare about the principle of God's government? And what happened when he seemed about to triumph? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
He declared that it makes the forgiveness impossible, and the Son of God came with the embassage of divine grace. Through every age, through every hour, the love of God has been exercised toward the fallen race. Amen.
Amen. So let us learn one more memory verse song, little one, is taken from Psalms 112, verse 4. Family would like to take the next paragraph of the love.
Desire of Ages, page 37. Satan was exulting that he had succeeded in debasing the image of God in humanity. Then Jesus came to restore in man the image of his Maker. None but Christ can fashion anew the character that has been ruined by sin. He came to expel the demons that had controlled the will. He came to lift us up from the dust, to reshape the merit character after the pattern of his divine character, and to make it beautiful with his own glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and next week we will begin a new chapter in our study book, Desire Ages, entitled Unto You a Savior. Anyone of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, double love.
Our Father, thank you for this field to have this blessed day. I thank you for being to let us have this wonderful Sabbath. Let us be able to understand right from wrong, to be careful what we see or what we do. I pray that you can be able to be understanding right from wrong, and to be knowing what to do, it was right. Let us be able to be thankful for anything we have or we could have asked for. Let us be able to know what the right thing is, and to be able to keep it in our heart, and keep you in our heart for all time. So give us presence and everything in our Christ-like spirits. Let's be able to keep on repenting and help this world be able to change themselves as well. This method and just press on. Amen.
Amen. This study was very short, but I would like to take this moment to be able to ask any one of the little ones that have a question, because this study was pretty meaty. It has a lot of vital information. The same thing that happened in the time when Jesus was going to come the first time. The same corruption, the same lack of life that people were actually experiencing in that time, we are experiencing in this very moment. So if any one of the little ones would love to have their question answered, if there's anything that is in the study that they would like to discuss, you could take this few moments. If you have any questions, bubble up.
Why did the Jews were forced in by some other nation like Rome in harshness?
Praise the Lord. That's a very good question, dear Brother Joshua. If you notice that what makes people be protected by any enemy is the covering that God has upon his people. Obedience allows God's people to have a covering. The Lord has given them laws, and he has given them commandments, and given them also the example of how they were supposed to be a peculiar people in the land to bring light to those in darkness. But what happens when God's people are not obedient? And what happens when God's people go into a foreign land, and instead of being an example to show God to the world, they become indulged, and also they mingle with the non-believers And what happened then? They become part of a prey to the other nations, because what used to protect them was God. So Jesus is the protection of his people. But whenever the people forget the Lord, they become victims of all the other nations around them. I hope and pray that your question was answered. And if not, dear Elder Rob, if you can be able to answer the question, bubble up. If any one of the brethren would like to be able to add to that, that was given to him as a response, you could have the chance to be able to speak to the dear brother at this moment.
God bless everyone. To the question for little Joshua, it was when Babylon, king, the last king of Babylon, when Babylon was taken over by Media Persia, is because the king was not doing right, and then another nation came and took over. So this is exactly the same thing that Sister Rose was saying, is that they had a covering, the children of Israel, but that's why they became in captive. They were in captivity because they left the Lord, they left his commandment, and then a year ago another nation came and take over.
We hope and pray, Brother Joshua, that your question was answered. And if you have any more questions, you know, you can be able to share it with us. So we have come to the ending of our study. And next Sabbath, we will continue with Chapter 4, Unto You, a Savior, Part 1. That will be held on October 28, 2013. We have prepared also activities for the children that they may be able to enjoy at the end of their lesson, and hope and pray that was a blessing. And at this moment, we would like to thank all of the brethren that took part of placing these beautiful studies together, that they may be able to grow in grace. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. God bless. And for those in the phone, we thank you that you are here with us during the children's Sabbath lesson, and hope next week you will be here as well. God bless you all.